T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
See, I love a morning show. Hey, Jen, here's something interesting. Beginning today, Chicago is about to become the largest U.S. city to eliminate overdue fees for library books and other items in an effort to remove barriers that deter youth and low-income patrons from using the library.
That is so great.
Who in the hell still goes to the library?
Ain't
nothing happening at the library.
Are you kidding? Our libraries are so fire. There are so many amazing things. Like, they're like museums now. If you go to the Harold Washington Library. No. If you go to the Harold Washington Library, they have a food truck experience. And there's so
inside
many.
Inside the library?
Inside the library, yeah. It's like going to a children's museum. They're interactive. So many
great
things.
You walk into the library and it smells like grilled cheese sandwiches? That's what you're trying to tell
me? No, they can play like they're doing food. But I think this is great. I'll be honest. So my mom takes my children to the library because I have this fear that I'm blocked from the library because of fees. Because I took out this book on working moms who nurse, and I didn't bring it back for a long time. So I racked up a big fee, and then I went to pay it, and they said, well, cash only. And I was like, well, don't go cash on me because I don't carry around cash. And I never went back, and I have this fear that I'm blocked. So I'm glad they're expunging. Is that the right
word? Why don't you just go to the bank and get the cash and bring it back, Jen?
You know I'm a hot mess, and I have too many things to get to the library because I'm scared I'm banned from the library for fees.
All right, so check this out. The city's current library system blocks cardholders when they owe a fine of $10 or more. Obviously, Jen owes way more than that. Lightfoot framed the policy, that's the mayor, her latest attempt to help people who have the hardest time paying off their fines. Library officials said one in every 3 library card holders in the library's South District is banned from withholding items. 1 in 3, that's a lot of people.
Or sometimes you
don't even have a library card.
I think I was holding on to a book for like 6 months because I couldn't find it for a while. It happens. And then you're scared. Now you owe the money for the book. You know how expensive books are.
Now, here's things as bad. 1 in 5 of those block cards belong to a child under the age of 14. That's terrible. With the new system, books that are checked out will automatically renew up to 15 times unless a hold is placed on them. And then misplaced items will be tagged as lost in the system, and accounts will be charged for replacement costs if items are not turned in the week after the due date. The charge will be cleared when the items are returned. That's nice.
Yeah. That's good. So nice.
Especially
feel so
being
much
1 in 5 under 14 a block.
I think the worst feeling as a parent is you're talking up going to the library. They're so excited. You get there and they're like, sorry, you can't come in because your card is blocked. Like, that would just crush me.
Oh, they don't let you in? Crying. I thought you just couldn't get a book out. I thought you could still sit there and read
the book. You can go in. No, I'm sorry. You're right.
You got security at the door like a club?
No, they don't.
You can't come in. Let me see your library.
No, you can go in and enjoy the library. You're right. Only if you check out a book.
There'd be people just lined up outside the library and stuff trying to get in.
No,
I'm on the list. I'm on the list. Wow, that's terrible. No, you just can't take a book out.
Yeah, you take it out. Yeah, you can't take a book out.
You don't want a kid going in there and saying, you know, we really need this for school, and then they can't get a book. You don't want that.
This is great news.
Yeah, this is really, really wonderful. Coming up, y'all know what we got. We got Ed Lover's 3 Random Facts on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.